Dear friends in Christ, we're coming now towards the end of the glorious Easter season, and we hear in the scriptures in the Gospel this morning our Lord preparing to say goodbye to his apostles, telling them of his promises, that he'll be with them, leaving them in different ways, his presence, his guidance. In fact, there's an emphasis on the apostles and their special role in the church in all the readings today. In the second reading, we heard that vision of St. John of the heavenly Jerusalem, which is full of symbolism, right? And one of the symbols is that the heavenly Jerusalem, the heavenly city, meaning the whole communion of saints, he sees it as built with 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles. Remember, Jesus chose 12 apostles to symbolize the continuity with the people of God under the old covenant, divided into the 12 tribes of Israel. So the apostles have a tremendous place of honor, even for all eternity. In the first reading, we heard about how the apostles gathered together in Jerusalem in order to decide together a very important question that had risen up as to what's the relationship between Christians who've never been Jews, who've never kept the old law with circumcision and so on, and the new Christians, the ones who'd never been Jews before and the ones who had been Jews. Was it necessary for the Gentile converts, those who had never been Jewish, did they also have to receive circumcision and carry out all the ritual prescriptions of the Old Covenant? This was dividing the church, and we hear how the apostles gathered to settle that. In fact, we can think of three gifts that the Lord promises to his apostles in the Gospel reading today. Promises that reassure them and reassure us. The first one is, he says, my word. If you love me, you will keep my word, my commandments. We know that Jesus' word comes to us, first handed down through the apostles, in the sacred scriptures, in the inspired books of the New Testament, and also in the unwritten traditions of the church. There are certain things that weren't written down in the books of the scriptures, but our Catholic faith is that these apostolic traditions also hand on to us the word of God. So we don't take the view of those who went after the Reformation with Calvin and Luther saying scripture alone is the only source of our knowledge of God. We have scripture understood in the light of sacred tradition. The second promise that our Lord makes to the apostles is the coming of the Holy Spirit. And he promises that all Christians receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in baptism and confirmation. But in a very special way, the Lord promises the apostles the help of the Holy Spirit. And we hear that coming through very clearly in the first reading this morning from the book of Acts. When the apostles gathered together there in Jerusalem to decide this dispute about do all the Gentile converts to faith in Jesus, do they also have to receive circumcision and do all of the things in the Jewish law? And we hear that the apostles issued a decree. They said, it has been decided by the Holy Spirit and by us that you don't have to do all of those things, and they just have a fairly short list of what's necessary. The interesting thing there is that they feel so confident that Jesus is with them through his Spirit, they can decree, seem good to the Holy, we've decided the Holy Spirit and us. That presence of the Holy Spirit guiding the apostles is the basis of what we now call the magisterium or teaching authority of those who are successors to the apostles, the bishops and above all the Pope who was the successor of St. Peter, the first earthly leader of the Church. And in fact, that gathering in Jerusalem that we hear about in the first reading today is often considered the very first in the series of what we now call ecumenical councils. Most of us know that the most recent ecumenical council was Vatican Council II, that finished about 50 years ago. In fact, this year, in the Year of Mercy, we're remembering the 50th anniversary of the completion of that tremendously important gathering of the Pope and bishops in the 1960s. But the Holy Spirit is promised in a special way to the Pope and to when the Pope gathers together with the other successors of the apostles, bishops from around the world, to decide on important questions that's facing the Church at any particular point in history. Vatican Council II was, I believe, the 21st council, approximately one every century. They don't happen very often. But the first one is considered to be the one we hear about in today's first reading, in which the apostles, led by the Holy Spirit, decided on certain things. And today we still follow the formal decisions of the successors of the apostles, the Pope and the bishops, when they use their solemn teaching authority. We know they're protected from error. One of the things mentioned by the Council of Jerusalem, one of the few things they said we really have to insist on, they said, you can't enter into unlawful marriages. I think most of us know that's a very contentious issue right at the moment. There's a whole lot of discussion about divorced and remarried people, and there's still a lack of clarity as to where that's been going. But the important thing is that when we pay attention to the apostles and their successors and the successor of Peter, what we're called to do is follow their formal official teaching, not just here and there a footnote or an off-the-cuff comment somewhere. No, we follow the authentic, official, clearly deliberated teaching. In this case, it follows from our Lord, who says that very clearly in the Gospels that divorcing someone and marrying another while the other one is still living, that he says that's adultery. And these are Jesus' words that a lot of people don't want to accept today, but we must accept those in accordance with the teaching of the apostles and the popes throughout and their successors throughout the century. Finally, dear friends in Christ, the third gift that Jesus promises today to his disciples is the gift of peace. My peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. Those beautiful words, of course, you'll remember, we say them in every Mass just before we receive communion. Jesus promises his peace. And if we keep that presence of Jesus, his promise, firmly in our hearts, we'll be able to have that peace no matter what the pains and sufferings that occur to us. That faith gives us an assurance that Jesus is the victor in every great battle that's going on in the Church and in the world. And we remember too that the one who received that peace of Christ more perfectly than anyone else is the Blessed Mother, whose month of May, the beautiful spring month we begin today. And so we ask for Mary's intercession that we too may receive that peace, that serenity of heart which she received so perfectly, that may keep us in the peace of Christ throughout all the problems, confusions, sufferings of this present life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.